Welcome to Trappers Warm-Up, a preview of tonight's Pier Trappers game. Now, let's go to the ballpark for Trappers Warm-Up.
Welcome in here to Hyde Stadium, or actually not Hyde Stadium, we're on the road. We're in Bancroft Memorial Park in Bancroft, Iowa, for the second game of a three-game road stand. The first road game of the season was last night for the Trappers, and they won that one 11-1 in run rule fashion in the seventh inning. A total offensive domination. We had the first two home runs of the season, the first one coming from Noah McCreary that he hit off of the shed just beyond the right field wall, and then two innings later in the seventh inning, Anthony Barraza, a no-doubt shot to left center. The wind was blowing out last night. It is blowing out again tonight. So it is a hitters-friendly ballpark conditions once again. We've got the coaches meeting out there near home plate with the umpires. We're set to start in about 5 minutes. We'll have the anthem coming up shortly. And then we'll have first pitch for the Trappers tonight on the mound. They've got Casey Kosheva. It's his first start of the season, joined the team a little bit late. He joined the team 2 games into the year, appeared in 1 game on the mound, but now starting tonight, he's a senior out of Clark University from Fort Collins, Colorado. Told me last night he's a big Colorado State fan, and he's a righty, and he'll be on the mound. And then for the rest of the Trappers, Preston Lau getting his first start, and he's leading things off and out in left field. Maddox Mueller, Anthony Barraza, who hit the home run last night. Will Hoke, the designated hitter tonight. He's an on-base machine. He walked 2 more times last night. His walk total up to 5 on the year already. Hunter Brown, Colby Rich, Carson Trumpold, Andrew Beavers, and Jackson Mix. Spencer Holmes is on the mound tonight for the Roosters. Second straight hometown kid. And it's his first start here. Joined the team late here for this series the same way that last night's starter did. And so Dane Nakasuka leading it off in center field like he typically does. Caleb Herbert batting second. Craig Kinney, 3 names we've really gotten to know for the Roosters early on here. Good in the evening, season, Wyatt Duncan.
The voice of the Pier Trappers, River 92.7.
Now one's lined into right field for a base hit. That will get down. One run will score. Coach Jamie will wave him around home, and he will score too. That's a 2 RBI single.
Pier Trappers Baseball is brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, the Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, The Corner Station and The Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Darren Boyle Sales, and Avera St. Mary's Hospital. Now, Pier Trappers Baseball.
Having some difficulties early on here tonight. We had some of that early on last night as well with the Wi-Fi connection. Just booted me off my laptop setup here quickly, but regained in just a couple of seconds. So we're going to work through those. It's an interesting time when you have games that are on the road. Never exactly sure what the setups will be. So we're back for now. Hopefully we remain this way. I'm Ryan Breeden, the voice of the Trappers. Listening here on 92.7. And I've been told that the stream for all the parents and the viewers who want to watch will be up tonight on the North Iowa Raging Roosters YouTube page. So if you wanted to follow along there, you could do that. Could even set it up to where you watch that stream and listen to my voice here. Do a little bit of pairing up. So we're doing starting lineups right now, and I believe before I got cut off, I was just introducing the starting lineups for the Raging Roosters. Dane Nakasuka leading off, Caleb Herbert batting second, Craig Kinney batting third once again. That's pretty much been the staple 1-2-3 this entire year so far. Wyatt Duncan, Jarrett Brannon, Griffin Snyder, Dylan Kordick getting his first start, Carson Gross, and Nick Eastham. So After the lineups get introduced here by the public address, we'll take a break for the anthem and come back for first pitch. As I mentioned, the pitching matchup, Kasheva versus Holmes, both right-handers, both making their first starts of the year here in Bancroft Memorial Park. As a reminder, last night, the Trappers won 11-1 in run rule fashion in seven innings. That's newly implemented this year, the 10-run rule after seven. One of two new rules that are prominent here, that one and then the extra innings home run derby swing off. And I'm really intrigued for when I'm first able to see that.
Batting sixth, the third baseman, number 23, Griffin Schneider.
So, it's pretty nice conditions here in Bancroft, Iowa. Of course, my go-to meteorologist, my producer, Heather, telling me that it's 67 degrees, clear skies, 14-mile-an-hour winds, and they are blowing out to center field the same way that they did last night. And the sun is directly behind me, so shining right down on all eight of the nine fielders, not the catcher, of course. So we're going to take a break for the anthem quick, and we'll be back here for the first pitch. We'll be back here shortly, listening to Trappers Baseball on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the corner station.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media Group. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important things, your business and your customers.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
Welcome back here as we get started in Bancroft Memorial Park in Bancroft, Iowa. Just had a little bit of a shout up here in the booth to me from Trappers coach Jamie Habiger. We were unable to catch up with him before the game today, but I'm going to track him down and get him up here for post game with whatever happens tonight. Preston Lau, the right-handed hitter, making his first start of the season. He came in as a base runner in the game last night and scored a run in the process. And he'll be the first Trapper to face Spencer Holmes, the right-handed pitcher from Algona, Iowa, just up the street from where we are in Bancroft. So a bit of a hometown kid. And he made six appearances on the mound, all in relief with Buena Vista University. 6.2 innings. And he's getting set here to get us started. Trappers on the season are 2-3, all five games coming against these Raging Roosters, trying to even that series up at three games apiece. And they'll have another one tomorrow. It's almost like a mini seven-game series. And last night, it was not a good night for the Roosters, scoring just one run, stranding nine runners on base. So Preston Lau stands in to get us started, and we're ready to go here. Bancroft Memorial Park. Trappers wearing blue jerseys today with white pants. And the first pitch underway and in there for a strike. Spencer Holmes fires one in there, first pitch. An 8.68 ERA for Holmes when he was at Buena Vista last year. And that one's hit to the right side and through the legs over there at first base. So that's going to be a base hit, I think we'll say. Dylan Kordick, the first baseman, unable to field it. So the leadoff man is aboard. And now Maddox Mueller. So here we go. Runner on first. First pitch in there for a called strike. Maddox Mueller, he relieved Gabriel Arroyo last night after he left the game injured, picking over there to first, nothing doing. Just trying to work on the runner over there at first. Everyone except for one batter in the lineup last night scored a run for the Trappers, and all nine reached base safely as Mueller skies one out to right field, carrying near the wall, jumping up, and that is not going to be made in right field, so that's going to be extra bases. Preston Lau rounding second, heading to third. The throw is in time for an out. So Preston Lau was not anticipating that ball getting down, and so he had no choice but to go to third, but the throw beat him there. So that's going to be the first out of the game. But there is a runner on second base. That is a double for Maddox Mueller. So Anthony Barraza, he went deep last night. He's got a runner on, taking a first pitch strike. From my view up here on the Goodyear blimp, at least is what it feels like. The 0-1 to Barraza, missed high. And Barraza really been working on his approach at the plate since he got here. He was one for his first 10 with five strikeouts. Just worked on his approach, and it paid off yesterday. That one's check swung foul to the right side, 1-2. Runner on second, one away here in the top of the first inning. Wind blowing straight out like it did last night. Big framed Barraza. The 1-2, chopped foul to the left side. And Barraza, two hits last night. It was a base hit into left field and then the home run. And he's in an RBI situation, trying to drive in his second RBI of the year. And the 1-2 incoming, swung on and missed, goes with the slider and gets the swing and a miss from Barraza. So he goes down swinging. And now Will Hope, the designated hitter. He reached safely twice last night. Just 3 for 10 to start the year. Actually, I say just, that's 300 batting average. Batting 300 to start the year, and he's reached base safely 6 other times too. 5 walks and hit by pitch. He's first pitch swinging, fouling it off to the left side. So the count 0-1. Spencer Holmes, the pitcher, trying to get out of a jam after allowing the first two runners to get hits. But Preston Lau was thrown out at third. The 0-1 tries to go back door with it, and nothing doing there. 1-1. Craig Kinney, the catcher, he's been back there every game so far. No gloves when he's in the box. So the 1-1, Chopped foul once again to the same spot as the first one, to the cages. Just some more uniqueness with this field. The fences come all the way up. So 1-2 the count, two away in the top of the first, nothing, nothing. The 1-2 runs inside and chopped foul. Tried to bury a slider there. Maddox Mueller has a lot of speed at second base, so anything through the infield here would most likely score him. Will Hoke, no RBI yet this year, trying to pick up his first one. The 1-2, chopped foul again, so staying alive. Three foul balls in the at-bat for the designated hitter. Typically plays first base, but switching roles with Anthony Barraza. Barraza playing at first base today now. So a lefty-righty matchup for Will Hoke from Oklahoma School of Science and Arts. The Oklahoma City kid, the 1-2, missed low and away. Tried to go with a changeup, but no swing. Count even 2-2, two away. Top one. Nothing, nothing, our score. Second away game of the season for the Trappers. They won last night. The 2-2 bounces and gets away, and Mueller will take third and gets a quick rounded, big round at third, and the pick back, not in time, and it's going to roll away. So Maddox Mueller will score. So Bates a throw back to third with the big rounding of third base. Bates the throw, and it gets by over there at third base, and that allows for the first run of the game to score on an error by the catcher, Craig Kinney. Some smart base running there from Maddox Mueller, using his speed and base running aggressiveness to his advantage. Baited the throw over there to third after the passed ball. Took advantage, the 3-2 from Will Hoke. Swung on and missed on a fastball high, but does not matter. Maddox Mueller creates his own run there for the first one of the game. 1-0, your score. Trappers lead it after the top of the first. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll introduce you more to the Trappers starter. You'll sing the Trappers baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
The BRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
I'm already liking how it's going right now and everything I'm already doing. And after this contract, I'd actually like to go active duty and then see where it goes from there.
Here's Kaylee Rolfe, graduated senior, great bowler, but she's talking about a career in the military, maybe. Find out more on the Players Perspective Podcast. Listen or download your favorite station page at drgnews.com and the DRG News app. Brought to you by American Bank and Trust and Avera Orthopedics.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Gregus Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GregusMotors.com, GregusMotors.com, GregusMotors.com.
Welcome back in here. We're through one half inning of play, and the Trappers already hold a 1-0 lead. Maddox Mueller scored on a pass ball and then a wild throw down to third base, able to create the first run of the game. So Casey Kosheva fires in the first pitch, fouled straight back from Dane Nakasuka. Casey Kosheva, his first start of the year from Clark University. Joined the team a couple days late, and now here, traveling with the team. The 0-1 incoming to the lefty, Nakasuka. That's hit high on the infield. We'll see who's got it. It will be Beavers at shortstop. Calls everybody off and makes the catch for the first out. So now Kasuka pops up on the infield. That is the first out. So Caleb Herbert now. Pretty much been a 1-2-3 punch the entire year so far in the first five games now of Nakasuka, Herbert, and Craig Kenny, who is on deck. The first pitch to Herbert. Breaking ball that missed outside. 1-0 the count. The righty, Casey Kusheva.
Herbert out of Mesa Community College, Arizona.
The 1-0 runs inside.
Way inside.
2-1 the count. Herbert batted 272 with his Mesa Community College. That missed high. 3-0 to the second batter of the bottom of the first. One away here already. Trappers leading 1-0. Maddox Mueller scored the first run of the game. 3-0. Taking all the way and gets ball four. Four pitch walk to the second batter of the bottom of the first, and Craig Kenny now. No batting gloves. No problem at all. Going a bit old school. And he has been a difficult out in this matchup between the Roosters and the Trappers. Double play is on here, and that one runs in, and Kenny has to hop out of the way, or that might have hit him. Red jerseys tonight for the Roosters. Pick over to first, and a nice play by Barraza to keep that one in front. Otherwise, that might have leaked away, gotten to the backstop, and allowed for Herbert to advance. So some heads up reflexes for Anthony Barraza. The 1-0, and Herbert takes off. Throw down is way high. Cut off over there by the shortstop, Beavers. And if Beavers was not there, that one would have went into center field. Carson Strumpold starting tonight behind the dish. He's thrown two runners out this season so far. He's starting tonight because his family is here in town to watch him. So they pushed up his start date. The 1-1. That's hit into left, and that'll get down for a base hit. Herbert will round and have to stay there. It was bobbled in left by Lau, but Herbert was pretty much locked into holding it up there. So now the Roosters got something going here. Craig Kenny with yet another hit in this series. And so runners on the corners, one away in the bottom of the first. The Roosters only scored one run in the entirety of last night's contest, looking to match that total here in the first inning. Wyatt Duncan stands in there, and the breaking ball comes back across, goes front door with a slider. 0-1, double play depth in order here for the middle infield. They turned two double plays last night. It would be a big one here if they could get it. The 0-1 runs in and hits him. Bounced off the black Evo Shield elbow guard of Wyatt Duncan. And so the Roosters' designated hitter reaches on the hit-by-pitch. And now we've got bases loaded with one out. Jarrett Brannon. He's been a designated hitter most of the time this season in three of the five games. Today he's playing second base in a big spot here to try to get the Roosters on the board. First pitch runs inside. 1-0 the count. Bases loaded. Trappers leading 1-0. Still very early in this game. I mean very early. And that one's chopped foul. Count 1-1. The corner infielders playing up on the grass in case they can try to make a play at home. The middle infield pinched together and deep in double play depth. 1-1 runs in and hits him too. Back-to-back hit batters for Casey Kusheva, and that is an RBI hit by pitch for Jarrett Brannon. So we are tied at one, and the bases remain loaded with still one away in the bottom of the first. And now Griffin Snyder, third baseman. The infield will basically remain in their same exact spots as the situation remains the same. Only difference is on the scoreboard, where it now reads 1-1. So here we go, the first pitch of the at-bat, lined up, and it's caught at third and stepped on the bag. A heads-up play over there from Hunter Brown. That was lined to third, and he caught it and stepped on the bag at third before Kenny could get back to the base. So a double play, lining into a double play, lined it, just got unlucky, and a heads-up defensive play from Hunter Brown, keeping this thing tied at one. The third double play turned in these two games we have seen here in Bancroft. We're going to go to the second. 1-1 is our score. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull-type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero-turn mowers in three models, and Bush Hog tillers, three-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
It's the easiest way to shop locally online and save. Discount deals at drgnews.com any time of the day or night with great savings on items and services. Everspring Inn and Suites in Bismarck. Sky Zone in Bismarck. Alevity Entertainment in Aberdeen. The Enchant Auto Body. Slater Oil. And more. Register to save your payment information or shop as a guest. Just click on discount deals at any station page on drgnews.com. Discount deals from DRG Media Group.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi, conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza. Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
Hunter Brown showed off the leather in the bottom of the first, and now he is first up in the batter's box here in the top of the second. First pitch runs inside and missed. 1-1 is our score through an inning of play, but Hunter Brown saved a potentially disastrous inning as he takes ball two up there. Griffin Snyder had bases loaded with one away, and he lined one over there to third. And if Hunter Brown hadn't stuck the glove up and made the catch, that one might have went down the line and scored two, potentially three. Hunter Brown, a big swing and a miss. 2-1 the count now. But Hunter Brown able to get the glove up there, make the play, and step on third for a double play. The 2-1, Brown hits that a mile in the air out to left center. Nakasuka calling for it and gets under it to make the catch. Big, very towering fly ball from Hunter Brown, but just hung up there. So after the fly out, we've got Colby Rich. Colby Rich is in right field today. We've seen him at third base quite a bit, but making a start in the outfield. Going to school at Oklahoma Wesleyan, so another Oklahoma kid. Big swing and a miss on the outside fastball. Try to take that one opposite. Take that to opposite field, but came up empty. Oh, and won the count. The 0-1. Tried to spot it. Could not. 1-1. Bancroft, Iowa. Looking out at some cornfields in the outfield. The 1-1. If we were a bit later on in the year, that corn would be fully grown, and I'd feel like I'm in the Field of Dreams. I'm in the right state for it. being in Iowa, the location of the Field of Dreams. And that's line foul to the left side. One and two is the count. The 1-2, got him swinging. So we get the second out of the inning. That one on a strikeout. 1-1 the score, two away, and Carson Trumpold standing up. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7 KGFX FM Pier. If you only wear one thing, make it a seatbelt. Please do make it a seatbelt. Carson Trumpold stands in and takes the first pitch outside. And so it was going to be Daniel Hobb behind the plate tonight for the Trappers, but Carson Trumpold's family made the trip here to watch him play, so they pushed him up one day. So he is starting tonight instead here on this Wednesday night with his family in the crowd to watch on the road. Carson Trumpold, the 1-1. They're going to say that is a strike on the inside. Carson goes to Bismarck State, and he's from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Batted .429 in 11 games last year. The 1-2 missed up and out. And Trumpold was a part of a regular season conference championship team in Bismarck State. And he's got a 2-2 count here, trying not to put the Trappers down in order. 2-2 runs in, nearly hits him, able to tuck that elbow out of the way. Full count now. If there were runners on base, they'd be in motion, but there's nobody out there, except for maybe some ghosts. The 3-2 dropped low. So a two-out walk. Carson Trumpold is on base. Now the shortstop, Andrew Beavers, 3-for-7 this season. Nearly 500 on the year from Athens, Tennessee. Tennessee kid. First pitch inside. 1-0. And I've seen Andrew wear a Tennessee Volunteers bright orange compression shirt around a lot. And that one's checked, and they say he did not go around. 2-0 the count. Beaver's a big fan of the Tennessee Volunteers, who have the number one overall seed in the NCAA tournament, hosting a regional, the 2-0. That one dropped. 3-0 the count. So the Volunteers, as I mentioned, hosting the top regional site. My Oklahoma State Cowboys in Stillwater are the 7 overall seed in the tournament, so they are also hosting the 3-0. That one missed as well. So back-to-back walks with two outs. The Tennessee kid, Andrew Beavers, draws a two-out walk. And now we're down to the number 9 hitter in the order. Jackson Mix from Georgia. And then he's got two runners on with two away.
2-away, 2-1, 1-1 game here in the top of the second, Bancroft, Iowa.
First pitch, that missed inside. And if I had to guess, Jackson Mix will probably take again. As we have back-to-back walks from the pitcher, Spencer Holmes. 1-0 is taken, and that missed outside. So 8 straight balls thrown from Spencer Holmes. Losing his command a bit here in the second in a 1-1 ball game. 2-0 count, I expect to take all the way here on 2-0 from Mix, and he does take. That one bounces in the dirt in front of the plate. So 3-0. Preston Lau in the on-deck circle. He singled between the legs of Kordick in the first inning. But a 3-0 to Jackson Mix, and that's fired in there. Right across the plate. 3-1. So Holmes able to find the zone. Bring it to 3-1. We'll see what goes on here in the 3-1. And that one's right down Broadway once again. So back to back. 3-2 the count. The runners will be on the move. Jackson Mix, the lefty. 3-2. Runners in motion. The 3-2. Called a strike three. So Spencer Holmes able to rein it back in after walking back-to-back batters. He throws three consecutive strikes taken by Jackson Mix. And so the Trappers will strand two in the top of the second. We're going to take a quick break. 1-1 is our score, all tied up. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Living with less pain means living at your best. But an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total-joint.
You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to drgnews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
The Corner Station in Pierre can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pierre.
Dylan Kordick stepping in the box for the Roosters to get it started in the bottom of the second. A 1-1 tie. Casey Kusheva on the mound. A 1-0 count after the first one missed outside. The 1-0 missed just upstairs. 2-0 the count. So it's been made aware to me as I made my comments about the Field of Dreams in the last half inning. It's about 3.5 hours from here. The 2-0 check swing, but it's in there for a strike anyway, so it doesn't matter. And before I've made my venture here into the great Midwest, 3.5 hours felt like a really long drive to me. The 2-1 goes back door with the slider and spots it. But I realize that things are looked at very differently in this part of the United States. 3.5 hours may not seem like a very far drive over here. 2-2 missed inside. 3-2 the count. Before I got here this summer, been around here, I considered anything over 2 hours to be a long drive. Now I think I've started to change my mind. The 3-2, that one missed for ball four. Dylan Kordick reaches on a leadoff walk in the bottom of the second. 1-1 the score.
Left fielder number 5, Carson Gross.
I'd be interested to know. I would assume a lot of my listeners are people who also live in the South Dakota area. Maybe also some parents of players. So I'd be interested to know what everyone else's definition of a long drive would be. First pitch swinging, hit into center field from Carson Gross, continuing to range back and make the catch on the back pedal. Good play from Maddox Mueller in center field. The wind carrying it a little more than usual, blowing about 15 miles an hour straight out. The American flag that's planted pretty much in straightaway center, blowing dead out to the barren cornfields we have beyond the outfield fence. So a flyout for Carson Gross, and now Nick Eastham, the number 9 hitter. First pitch, called a strike. For Nick Eastham from Kentucky, goes to Midway. 0-1. That one missed inside. 1-1 the count. And in 2021 for Easton, when he was with Midway, batted 354. The 0-1 runs that one in, but missed bit up and in. 2-1. Runner on first base. 1-1 our score with one out. The sun just popped out of the clouds as that one runs inside. And the reason that's important, the sun is no problem for me, being a broadcaster up here in my press box in the heavens. But the sun pretty much directly behind me, so we take over to first base, but nothing doing. The sun being directly behind me basically makes it an issue for 8 of the 9 fielders, everyone but the catcher. Anything hit in the air. His runner in motion, throw down to second, is high and wide again, and it gets into the outfield for Mueller, who cuts it off the center fielder. That's the second time we have seen Trumpold miss way up and out on his throws down to second base. We'll see if that is something that the Roosters try to start taking more advantage of. They were thrown out twice the last time Trumpold started a game behind the dish, but been a little bit wild with the cannon. So a 3-2 count now. Kasheva fires, and that one bounced wildly and gets away for a wild pitch, and that will allow for Kordick to take third. So runners on the corners with one away.
Next bat for the Roosters.
After the stolen base and then the wild pitch for ball four, and we're back to the top of the order. Dane Nakasuka. I guarantee you that if you ask everybody on that Trappers lineup in there, in the field or in the dugout, who the most dangerous hitter on the Roosters team is, I bet you almost everybody, if not everyone, would say Dane Nakasuka. And he's in a spot to try to give the Roosters a lead in the second. And now Easton took off for second base on the pitch, but it was fouled off. So it looks like the Roosters will try to take advantage of Trumpold's early inaccuracies throwing down to second. Easton not even hesitating, taking off on first pitch, but he has to walk back to first base on the foul ball. Even last night, when the Roosters scored just one run, Nakasuka was responsible for getting it started. He singled and then scored that only run of the night. So even on a bad night, Nakasuka still makes his presence felt on the field. He's in RBI spot. Easton takes off again. The throw down to second. It's a bit better, but it bounces away once again. But cut off from Jackson Mix at second. So another stolen base. The Roosters are 3-for-3 on their stolen base attempts early on in the game. And they've got two runners in scoring position for Dane Nakasuka. Hunter Brown playing in over there at third. Everyone else playing at normal depth. The 0-2 runs that one inside, and it's hit over to second. Mix makes the play and throws to first. That's the only out he will get. So an RBI ground out from Dane Nakasuka, and that gives the Roosters a 2-1 lead.
Next to bat for the Roosters, shortstop number 2, Caleb Herbert.
So now Caleb Herbert. He walked in his first at-bat and scored the only run in the top, in the bottom of the first. First pitch to Herbert. Runs way out with a slider. Nice play by Trumpold to keep it in front. Because Nick Easton at third base and a passed ball would probably score him. The 1-0 runs in, nearly hits him, but he ducks out of the way. Stuck the bat up there still, and that would have been funny if it would have bounced off the bat for a foul ball. I've seen that a few times, more times than I feel like I should have. The 2-0 runs out. 3-0 the count. Two away. One run in here in the bottom of the second for the Roosters. So they have a 2-1 lead. Easton on third, and the 3-0 that runs in and missed a four-pitch walk from Kasheva.
Next to bat for the Roosters, catcher number 8, Craig Kennedy.
That is his fourth walk here early on in the game. Four walks and two hit by pitch. So just struggling to rein it in here early for Kasheva in his first start. Playing some Garth Brooks over the PA. An Oklahoma State alum. First pitch. Runs it in there for a strike. It looked like a front door cutter. Able to bring it back across. A one and runner takes off for second. The throw down is wide once again. So another stolen base. This one from Caleb Herbert. Four stolen bases already in two innings for the Roosters. So the Roosters are running. They're running wild in this one. The doors of the chicken coop have been opened. And the Roosters are escaping. They're taking bags left and right. Runners in scoring position, and it's popped up here within the infield. Going to be a tough play, battling the sun, but it is Brown making the catch at third base. Battles the sun and makes the play. So the Roosters strand two runners in scoring position, but they bring one across to make it a 2-1 game through two innings. We'll be back here for the top of the third. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp. With Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
We're through two innings of play and back here for the top of the third. Preston Lau leading it off for the Trappers. He reached in the first inning on a base hit to right field. The Roosters took a 2-1 lead in the last half inning. First pitch squaring to bunt, but pulls back. As a reminder to everybody listening, I believe that the YouTube live stream should be up for the Ragin' Roosters on their YouTube channel, North Iowa Ragin' Roosters. The 1-0, big hack and a miss from Preston Lau, making his first start of the year in nine games with Skyline College. Recorded one hit and an RBI, but scored three runs. Good base runner as he slices that one foul to the right side. Near the telephone poles that intersect the stadium here, they both run on both foul lines. There's telephone poles set up. The 1-2 bounced it. Two and two the count now. North Iowa leading it 2-1. Preston Lau in with 2-2, and that one runs inside for ball three. And over this past commercial break that we just had, I think I made an adjustment to my headset that might have saved me about 10 years worth of hearing. For the first 4.5 games, I'm very certain that this headset worked. I could hear everything extremely loud as the 3-2 is fouled off to the right side. So the commercials that you guys are hearing over the air, I'm also hearing them in my ear, and I was hearing them pretty much at max volume, so I'm probably could have set my headset across the room and heard them from the other side, and that was blaring straight into my ears. Finally figured out how to turn that down. The 3-2 missed outside, so a leadoff walk for Preston Lau, and we got some speed on the bases. A good base runner, but he was thrown out at third last time he was on the base. Last time he was on the bases. Maddox Mueller, he had a double in his first at-bat. Just missed it inside on the first pitch. The 1-0 incoming from Holmes, missed up and in, and the snap back to first, and a good tag, but they're going to say he is safe, so a good idea from Craig Kinney behind the plate, snapping back over to first, checking on Preston Lau. He's been getting a bit of an ambitious secondary lead, so trying to rein that in a little bit. An aggressive base runner, and now they're going to pick over to first. So as I was talking last half inning about the perception of long drives. Here's the 2-0 pitch is incoming, and that's lined into left field for a base hit. So two at-bats and two hits for Maddox Mueller. A double and a single. So two runners on here with nobody out. But I got some input here from my producer, Heather, who's about the only person listening that can contact me in any way. Heather told me that 2 hours is an average drive for her, and she doesn't mind driving 13 hours in a day. As someone who has made that drive by themselves within the last month, 13 hours is not fun. The first 8.5 or 9 hours was not horrible, but then there was that lull, that weird period of time, as Anthony Barraza fouls it straight up and over. There was that weird period of time for about 3 hours where I felt like I was in another dimension. Felt like I was just in autopilot. Anthony Barraza, two runners on, the 0-1. That one paints the inside part of the plate. Barraza, an 0-2 count. He went deep in the 11-1 Mercy Rule win last night. The 0-2 missed up and out. So a nice take there from Barraza. Barraza struck out in his first at-bat, trying not to succumb to the same fate here in his second at-bat. Top of the third, 2-1 the score. Roosters lead it. The 1-2 to Barraza. Another high pop-up, and he just missed it. Popped up straight back, and Craig Kinney drops it out of the glove. So some redemption and a second chance here for Anthony Barraza. That was a high pop-up. Pretty much everything that Anthony hit, pretty much everything that he hits is a high pop-up. And that one was not able to be made, so a second chance. So 1-2 again. The 1-2 missed the outside lower edge, tried to spot it. That's one of my favorite spots, to spot it when I'm playing MLB The Show. Try to go backdoor cutter or backdoor fastball all the time. That was what he tried to do there. But now this time goes and gets a swing and a miss on a low fastball. So another strikeout. Anthony Barraza goes down, swinging for the second time tonight. The fifth strikeout of the night for the starter, Spencer Holmes. So now with one out, runners on first and second, it is Will Hope. He struck out in his first at-bat. First pitch, sliced foul into the nets on the left side. Oh, and one, our count to the lefty, Will Hope. The 0-1 up and out. Count even at 1-1. And so the concern now for the Roosters would be with Spencer Holmes, how long he's able to go in this game. This next pitch will be his 60th. Both runners in motion, but they'll have to go back to where they were after that was hit foul up and over. Some speed on the bases. about the most speed you can have between two runners on base. Preston Lau at second and Maddox Mueller at first. Both of them have some elite speed. Will Hoke in an RBI opportunity. The 1-2 fouls it off back to the left side once again. So staying alive. And on that left side, we had probably over 100 American flags for Memorial Day, but they took all of those down just before game time today. Both runners take off again, and actually it's only Preston Lau who goes to third, so it was a fake steal at first from Maddox Mueller, and he baited a pump fake down to second from Craig Kinney, and that was enough to get Preston Lau to slide in there to third easily. So it's a stolen base for Lau. Mueller still on first. Runners on the corners and a big lead, and now we're going to have a rundown over there at first, and Preston Lau will take home to tie the game. So way to craft out a run again for Maddox Mueller. He is responsible for manufacturing both of the runs, and he gets into an intentional rundown between first and second. That's a move that you see quite often, actually, teams creating runs. So Preston Lau was on third base, and Maddox Mueller intentionally got a humongous lead to get picked off between first and second, got into a rundown, and allowed for Preston Lau to sprint home. Tied at two, the 2-2 to Will Hoke, fouled off straight back. So now there are two away with no runners on. And in the first inning, Maddox Mueller took off for third and got a big round at third base, which baited a throw down to third that leaked away and allowed for him to score, because that runs in, nearly hits him. 3-2, Will Hoke in a battle with Spencer Holmes. So Maddox Mueller, as I mentioned, has been able to craft both of the runs in this game for his base running. One of them being him to score it, the other one allowing Preston Lau to score it. 3-2, bounced. So a walk. That is the sixth walk of the season for Will Hoke, the first baseman slash designated hitter. And now Hunter Brown. One run in here in the top of the third. Tied at two. The neon green cleats, the New Balance from Hunter Brown. First pitch missed up. Back when I was younger, I loved having the brightest shoes possible. Back when I was in seventh grade, I had the KD6s, the original model, the 1-0, missed high as well. In the original model, they were bright orange and had a little bit of like a plasticky look to them. So people said that it looked like I was walking around with traffic cones on my feet. So that let me know that I achieved my goal. Hunter Brown kind of achieving that as well, wearing his bright green and pink New Balance cleats in the righty's batter's box. You've got a 3-0 count. I would assume that it'll be a take all the way. It is, and it's across for a strike. Runner on first. And that missed high for ball four. So back to back, two out walks.
Craig Kenny's going to have a chat with his pitcher.
Thanks to Matt for the Trappers. Right fielder, number 8, the beer batter, Colby Rich.
So another walk, and that prompts a mound visit there just from his catcher, Craig Kinney. Spencer Holmes been unable to dial it in. He has 5 strikeouts, but an equal amount of walks. 5 strikeouts and 5 walks. Over 70 pitches as well here in the third. We'll see how long he lasts in this one. So 2 men on with 2 away. Colby Rich swinging it. First pitch swinging. Comes up empty. Rich was one of the 5 strikeouts through the first time through the order for Spencer Holmes. If he were to get a strikeout here, it would end the inning. The 0-1. Miss. low and outside.
1-1, two outs, men on second and first.
Holmes looking back at second, and the 1-1. That one missed. CJ Cumbo is the first base coach for this half inning. He was relieved in the second inning of last night's game with a little bit of some hamstring soreness. The 2-1. Hacked out and missed. 2-2. It's been a revolving door of first base coaches here on the road so far. The last half inning, it was Noah McCreary, who hit a home run last game but has a night off tonight. Here this inning, it's CJ Cumbo, showing that he's mostly okay there. The 2-2 fouled off back to the right. And Cumbo was able to take batting practice with the team today. Just kind of iced his hamstring last night. Mostly precautionary. Been dealing with that since he got to Pierre. The 2-2. Hit to the right side, over the head at first base, and that'll be a base hit. Will Hoke is rounding third, and he will score the go-ahead run, making it 3-2. And that's a two-out RBI single off the bat of Colby Rich. And the Trappers now lead it 3-2. Just lofted it over the head of the first baseman, Kordick. No real play to be made. So runners on the corners for Carson Trumpold. The second run of the inning in for the Trappers, who regain the lead. First pitch to Trumpold. Goes with a changeup, and that one drops. Low for ball one.
3-2 now the score. As we get to sit here in the top of the third inning, two outs still with men at the corners. 1-0 the count.
And the 1-0.
Shot.
Missed up and outside. The two runs that have scored, it was Maddox Mueller able to bait in, get himself into a rundown, and allow Preston Lau to score exactly the way he planned it to go. An intentional pickoff, which was his goal. That was the first run. The second run was Will Hoke scoring it after the RBI single from Colby Rich. Runners on the corners, 3-0 count, and he takes all the way, and it's in there for a strike. And it's a little bit of poetic justice, too, for Will Hoke. He was the lone starter in last night's game that did not score a run, and he scores a run here in the third to give the Trappers a 3-2 lead, and that one misses for ball four. So yet another two-out walk for Spencer Holmes. His sixth walk in just three innings.
Shortstop number seven, Andrew Beamer.
And at this point now, over 80 pitches. So bases loaded, two away, two runs already in here in the top of the third. And it is Andrew Beavers. First pitch to Beavers. Taken for strike one. Quickly bounces out of the box and now regroups, seeing one strike come across here in the at-bat. The 0-1 to Beavers, that's ripped into left field for a base hit. One run will score, and that's where they will keep him. So the bases will remain loaded. But another two-out RBI single for the Trappers. This one from Andrew Beavers. Hits it between third and short. And that will make it 4-2, Trappers. Some nice two-out hitting, the situational hitting for the Trappers, which really was headlined last night, able to score 11 runs, most of them being with runners in scoring position. The 0-1, that one missed up. So the bases remain loaded. The 1-1 to Jackson Mix. That just missed. Holmes, don't think he liked that call. Just inside. Colby Rich is on third base. The 2-1. That's in there for a strike. Colby Rich on third. Carson Trumpold on second. And Andrew Beavers on first. It was Rich and Beavers driving in runners with two away and RBI base hits. That one missed high. So we're going to be full with a full count, 3-2, two away. All three base runners will be in motion on the pitch. The 3-2 missed for ball four. So another run scores with two away. It's Jackson Mix prompting a two-out RBI walk. And now we're going to get a quick mound visit to check on Spencer Holmes. Four runs are in here in the top of the third. 5-2, the Trappers lead it. And it will be Preston Lau back up for the second time this inning. So the Trappers have batted around. The second time they have done that in as many games. They batted around in the seventh inning last night and scored six runs. Batted around here today in the third and brought in four so far. Holmes at exactly 90 pitches, and the bullpen is active for the Roosters, and I would have to guess this will be the last inning for Spencer Holmes, trying to get out of a bases-loaded jam with two outs. Preston Lau, first pitch, runs inside and skips away, but not far enough for the runners to advance.
As Isaiah Berkland looks to be warming up in the bullpen currently, the left-hander, also from Algonquin, PA, the other local boy.
The 1-0 goes with a slider, and that one missed, 2-0. After a Jackson Mix two-out RBI walk and then two straight balls to start this count, I would assume Preston Lau will be taking till he sees a strike. 2-0 does take, and it just missed up and out. So 3-0. Looking for another RBI walk. The 3-0 in there for a strike. Would be back-to-back bases loaded walks for Spencer Holmes. 3-1. The pitch runs up and in near the collarbone of Preston Lau, and that will be another bases loaded walk. So Carson Trumphold stomps on the plate for the fifth run of the inning for the Trappers, and the lead is now 6-2. Maddox Mueller, he's got two hits in this game, a double and a single, singled in this inning already, and the first pitch misses upstairs. Mueller has been excellent here in the first three innings of play. The 1-0, that's hit high. And will it get out of play? It will. Just drifted out and went up onto the nets. Looks like a circus tent propped up over the press box, and it landed right on that. So 1-1. The 1-1. Up and in again. 8 walks and the 3 innings of work here for Holmes. The 2-1, line fouled straight back, and he just missed that one. Solid contact, fouled it straight back. That's how you know you were just under it. And Mueller will step out, get a quick stretch, and we'll do the 2-2 once again. Bases loaded, 6-2, the Trappers lead it. The 2-2 incoming. That one missed high for ball three. So a full count, bases loaded, all three runners will be in motion. Maddox Mueller. The 3-2, that's fouled off to the right side. We'll do it again. Beavers is on third. Jackson Mix on second, and Preston Lau on first. Maddox Mueller in a 3-2 count. The payoff pitch. That's hit well out to center field. Nakasuka ranging back and makes the play to end the inning. Solid contact from Mueller, but it hangs up there for Nakasuka to make the play. But the Trappers score 5 runs in the top of the third and hold on to a 6-2 lead as we go to the bottom of the third inning. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Why am I so sore? There are everyday moments.
Hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments. When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important things, your business and your customers.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
And we're back here for the bottom of the third. The first pitch of the inning missed outside from Casey Kosheva. Wyatt Duncan, the designated hitter, is up there and swings through that one. The count now even at 1-1. Spencer Holmes' day is most likely over for the Raging Roosters. 6-2 the score. The Trappers lead it. The 1-1 in there for a strike. Spencer Holmes, if this is his final inning, which I would anticipate it is, 3 innings, 5 hits, 6 runs, 5 earned, 8 walks. The 1-2 offered at and missed. So another strike out there for Casey Kosheva.
Second baseman number 1, Jared Brennan.
That was his first strikeout of the night. So got him swinging. And after the strikeout, it will be Jarrett Brannon from Kansas Wesleyan. The first pitch missed upstairs. The 1-0 pitch missed up and outside. In his last at-bat, Brannon drove in a run on a ground out to second. 2-0 missed outside. 3-0. In danger of putting on Jarrett Brannon. The 3-0 incoming. Now one runs in and hits him. So he will reach with one away.
Next to bat for the Roosters, third baseman, number 23, Griffin.
For the Trappers, again, Maddox Mueller has been fantastic out there in center field. 2-for-3 with a double and a single. And he really helped to manufacture those first 2 runs of the game for the Trappers. And he is starting tonight in place of Gabriel Arroyo, who injured his left shoulder last night. First pitch hit in the air into shallow right field. Colby Rich ranging in on the run, calls everybody off and makes the play near the infield dirt. So a high pop up for the second out from Griffin Snyder. Now Dylan Cordett, the first baseman. So two away, a runner on first. And for Gabriel Arroyo, it was a long night for him last night, having to go to the hospital, get that shoulder put back in place. It is in place now, wearing a, and that's chopped over to short, and it bounces off the glove of Beavers at short, and Brandon trips over second, so he's unable to take third, but that is a base hit from Dylan Cordick. Got me when I was mid-sentence. I had to switch over back to the action. That was hit very hard to opposite field over there at short. Now Beavers needs to regain himself after trying to go all out to make that play, but was unable. So now we have two outs and runners on first and second. But as I was saying about Gabriel Arroyo, he is wearing a sling now. Still here with the team, hanging out with us last night. Told me last night as well that it's the second time he has dislocated his shoulder, the same shoulder. The 1-0 to Carson Gross misses. And from what I understand as well with the shoulder dislocations when they pop out of place, every time that it happens, it makes it more likely that it will happen another time. The 1-0 runs in and hits him. The second hit batsman of the inning for Kasheva. And so now base is loaded with two away. Roosters trying to cut into their 6-2 deficit. And so we're going to get a quick mound visit from Jamie Habiger, checking on his pitcher after loading the bases up here with two away. And so the plan for Gabriel when he gets back to Pier tomorrow night or early Friday morning, the plan is to get him checked out by the local doctors and see what his prognosis will be on a potential return to the team. As I've said, it's not the first time that he has dislocated that shoulder, put it out of place as well. But he's in the dugout with the team tonight. We'll be in the dugout again tomorrow night, too. First pitch to Nick Eastham, and that one nearly got away. Way outside, Carson Trumpold keeping it in front, preventing that run from scoring. Jarrett Brandon at third. Dylan Cordick at second, and Carson Gross at first. Eastham is the tying run here in the bottom of the third. The 1-0 into center field. Mueller going to range way back into right center. Uses the speed and gets under it to make the out. So Mueller showing that speed. We were just talking about how he has been fantastic in replacement of Gabriel Arroyo. He made a nice defensive play there, covering a lot of ground and catching that one. So the Roosters strand the bases loaded. That is their third, fourth, and fifth runners stranded on base here through three innings. They stranded nine last night, so the situational hitting has not been the best for the Roosters here in these last two games. 6-2 the score. The Trappers lead it. We're going to take a quick break. Listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
At Aaron Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero turn mowers in three models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to drgnews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
We've got a new pitcher on the mound for the Roosters. It's Isaiah Berkland. He pitched the opener on opening day last Thursday when the Roosters lost it 13-4 to your Trappers. The Trappers lead 6-2 through three innings of play. They put up a five spot in the top half of the third and drove Spencer Holmes out of the game. Spencer Holmes' final stat line for North Iowa. He goes three innings exactly, five hits given up, six runs, five earned, eight walks, which is really the number to put an asterisk around, really the one to highlight, and five strikeouts, goes 102 pitches. And now Anthony Barraza leading off the fourth, 0-for-2 with two Ks in this game, but hit a home run last night. The first pitch nearly hits him on the elbow. 1-0. Barraza really is one of those guys that is a danger at all times. The 1-0 in there for a strike. So 1-1. It's kind of the way things go for those big time power hitters. Typically they either get a hold of it or they don't. That one's taken on a breaking ball in the dirt. 2-1 the count. The lefty Isaiah Berkland in there. This is his first batter faced tonight. The 2-1 to Barraza runs in for a strike. And Barraza frustrated with himself for not swinging at that one. Ran in near the hands. The 2-for-2 incoming to Anthony Barraza. 2-2 runs outside for ball three. So Barraza runs it full at 3-2. He struck out in his first two at-bats, looking to get aboard here to lead off the fourth. Berkland gets set. The 3-2 runs in and hits him. So Barraza will reach after getting hit by that fastball that ran in. So Will Hope. He walked and struck out and scored a run. Scored one there in that five-run third. Lefty-lefty matchup. Berkland, that's in there for a strike. Fastball right across there. Berkland from Algona, Iowa, from the same town that Spencer Holmes, the starter, is from. 0-1 picked over to first.
South of here as he checks first base on
Barraza. Nothing doing for Barraza, able to get back in there. 0-1 the count. 6-2. The 0-1 hacked at, but missed from the Trapper's designated hitter. Swinging the wood bats here in the Expedition League. Just a different sound off the bat than what you hear from the aluminum, the metal bats. The 0-2, that runs outside. 1-2. Hunter Brown, the third baseman, is on deck. Runner on first. The 1-2, that missed outside again. Trying to get a swing and a miss from Will Hope, but not gonna happen there. He's been an on-base machine. He's walked six times this season already. Got a 2-2, and that one runs outside and bounces to the backstop, so Barraza will take second on the wild pitch. The count now full at 3-2, and a runner on second. And every time a ball hits that fence of a backstop, you can feel it rattle all the way up here to the press box. I don't know how many feet I am in the air. I'm not very good with dimensions like that. I'd probably have to guess about 20. 25, I was just told. My oasis in the sky. That's where I'll watch the 3-2. That missed as well. So what do you know? Will Hulk walks again for the second time tonight and the fourth time in two games. His seventh walk of the year. Been an on-base machine. Gets aboard again. So with nobody out here in the fourth, Hunter Brown. He walked in his last plate appearance as well. First pitch. Missed high. Isaiah Berglund, the lefty, here in his first inning of relief for Spencer Holmes. The 1-0. Hacked out and missed. Ran outside. Tailed a little bit outward, away from the bat of Hunter Brown, the righty. Facing the lefty Berglund. The 1-1. That one runs back into the strike zone on the inside and used that tailing action to his advantage to get that to run back in and catch the inside corner. So 1-2 now. Hunter Brown trying to stay alive here. The 1-2 hit on the ground at third, and they're just going to get the tag over there at third for the lead runner. So a fielder's choice. Anthony Barraza tagged out near third. So a heads-up play from Snyder. The third baseman just to get the lead man.
Colby Rich.
And now Colby Rich. An RBI single in his last at-bat. And he's got a runner in scoring position. Will Hulk on second. Hunter Brown on first. First pitch. Hacked at and missed. So quickly getting ahead. 0-1 in the count. Isaiah Berglund. The 0-1. Missed up near the chin. Now 1-1. Here in Bancroft, Iowa. The second road game of the year for the Trappers. The 1-1 in there for a strike. Dusted Colby Rich off there a little bit, but ran back in and caught the inside part of the plate. So 1-2. Colby Rich trying not to go down on strikes for the second time tonight. The 1-2 missed up and out. So 2-2. And here's the pitch. That gets over the head. And that will allow both runners to advance. So that gets rid of the double play potential. And Will Hulk takes third. And Spencer Brown takes second. Hunter Brown, actually. I don't know why I just said Spencer. Spencer Holmes was the starting pitcher tonight for the Raging Roosters. And he went just 3 innings and gave up 6 runs and walked 8 batters. Isaiah Berglund is the lefty on the mound in relief. And he's got a 3-2 count on Colby Rich. And the payoff pitch, that missed outside for ball 4. So it was a 1-2 count. Rich is able to work himself into a walk, and the bases are now loaded for Carson Trumpold. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7 KGFX FM Pier. When you gamble with safety, you bet your life, so please buckle up. And buckle up for this at-bat for Carson Trumpold. He's got his family in the crowd watching, and he's got bases loaded with one away. First pitch, tails outside. So Berglund got a little bit wild here, his last 2 batters. He's walked 2 in this inning. The pitch count already up to 22. The 1-0, that's in there. Taken for a strike right down the middle. The right-hander with the golden locks tailing out of the back of the helmet, waves and misses at the off-speed pitch in the dirt. 1-2. Trappers wearing their navy blue jerseys tonight, complemented by the bright red of the Ragin' Roosters. 6-2, Trappers lead it, but base is loaded with one away. The 1-2, that missed up near the shoulders. So 2-2 now. Berkland has walked two batters already here in the top of the fourth. Trappers trying to do some more damage after scoring five in the top of the third. The 2-2 to Trumple, that one gets away. Tried to go with looked like a curveball, and it slipped out of the hand and just stayed outside. So 3-2 again. In danger of a third bases loaded walk in the game for the Roosters pitching staff. The 3-2 hit foul to the right side. Staying alive and taking a few steps out of the dugout. And he's getting a little bit of pine tar for the bat. Felt that one slip a little bit out of the hand. Reapply some pine tar to the handle. And he'll step back in for the 3-2. Big pitch upcoming from the lefty, Isaiah Berkland. Gets set. And the payoff. Chopped on the ground to third. Going to be a tough double turn. Tries to apply the tag, and it's not in time. And the catch is made by Cordich over at first. And it was not in time at first either. So everybody is safe, but we're going to get a quick second to talk things over here. Griffin Snyder made the play and tried to tag Hunter Brown at third, and they say that he missed the tag high. So Hunter Brown is still on third. So after missing the tag, he also threw over to first, but the throw was high. And Dylan Cordick jumped up and made the play like Calvin Johnson just to keep that one from going over his head and scoring more. So that's an RBI for Carson Trumphold with the family in attendance. And I think they are going to say that Hunter Brown is out at third after talking about that a little bit. Initially said the tag missed him. But after some conversation, they're going to give the out at third. So it's a fielder's choice ground out RBI for Carson Trumphold. Gets the job done either way. 7-2 the score. Two outs. And that's a called strike. Andrew Beavers. He had an RBI base hit in his last at bat. 0-1. That catches the inside part as well. So quickly down 0-2. And Beavers will take a quick step out and readjust. And try to battle back here. Runners on first and second. 7-2. Trappers lead it. Here in the top of the fourth, the 0-2 incoming. That's blooped over to second base, but the catch is made out there by Jarrett Brannon. And that will end the inning, but the Trappers add another run to their lead. A 5-run lead now, 7-2, after the RBI fielder's choice from Carson Trumphold. So we're going to go to the bottom of the fourth. 7-2 our score. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the Corner Station.
It's the easiest way to shop locally online and save. Discount deals at drgnews.com any time of the day or night with great savings on items and services. Deuce's Wild Repair, Pier Custom Detailing, River City's Public Transit, TMA, Shell's Gas Stop, Capital City Monuments, and more. Register to save your payment information or shop as a guest. Just click on discount deals at any station page on drgnews.com. Discount deals from DRG Media Group.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward.
Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total joint.
We're through 3.5 innings here in Bancroft, Iowa, at Bancroft Memorial Park. The Trappers leading 7-2. Casey Kasheva back out for his fourth inning. He's given up 2 runs on 2 hits and walked 4 batters in the 3 innings he has gone so far. And trust me when I say that the pronunciation of the last name Kasheva is much easier than the spelling suggests. First pitch to Nakasuka. That one missed inside and dropped and rolled to the backstop for ball one. Dane Nakasuka. An RBI for him in his last at-bat on a fielder's choice. The 1-0 missed outside. So back to Casey Kasheva's spelling. First time I glanced down at the last name and I saw the T, the R, and the Z all next to each other, I felt a slight bit of panic rush over my body. Had to ask him how to pronounce that. We got a 3-0 count for Casey Kasheva. The 3-0 pitch. That one missed. A 4-pitch walk to the leadoff man, Dane Nakasuka.
Next to bat for the Roosters, shortstop number 2, Caleb Herbert.
So after the leadoff walk, Caleb Herbert, as you heard the public address announcer just announce, strutting into the righty batter's box with some Black Eyed Peas playing. It's an old song, a song that I remember from back when I was probably 7 years old. Let's get it started. First pitch. Hit over to third. Brown makes the play. Throws to second in time for one to first. And that's a double play. Covering a lot of distance with those throws. Hunter Brown was near the foul line at third. Fielded it. Whipped it over to Jackson Mix. And that was flipped over to Anthony Barraza at first. A crafty double play for the Trappers. Their fourth double play they have turned on the Roosters in the last 2 games. So quickly now, 2 away, and Craig Kinney standing in, trying not to go down, 1, 2, and 3. First pitch to Kinney is hit over to third again. Hunter Brown fields it, takes his time, throws to first for the out. Have yourself an inning. Hunter Brown turning the double play and then casually fielding the Craig Kinney ground ball and throwing him out at first. A quick bottom of the fourth, no runs score. Another double play turned from the Trappers. 7-2 the score. Trappers trying to add on when we go to the fifth. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
The BRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
I'm already liking how it's going right now and everything I'm already doing. And after this contract, I'd actually like to go active duty and then see where it goes from there.
Here's Kaylee Rolfe, graduated senior, Great Boulder, but she's talking about a career in the military, maybe. Find out more on the Players Perspective Podcast. Listen or download your favorite station page at drgnews.com and the BRG News app. Brought to you by American Bank of Trust and Avera Orthopedics.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero turn mowers in 3 models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
We're through 4 innings of play, and a big thanks to the Enter Sandman there from Metallica bringing us back into this half inning. 7-2 the score. The Trappers lead it through 4 innings of play It was Hunter Brown showing off the glove work in the last half inning, turning a double play where he was just about every inch of that 180 feet from third to second to first. That runs up and hits the helmet of Jackson Mix on first pitch, and he is down on the ground quick, trying to regain his bearings. They're going to give him a second. Knelt down on the right knee. The first pitch of the inning from the lefty Berkland, it ran up and in and caught Jackson Mix right there in the right ear hole of the left-handed hitter. So Jackson Mix has the helmet off now and kneeling down and taking a second. Trainers coming out to check on him. It was a fastball, and it just got away and leaked up and in. Was nothing intentional, just slipped. And the towel's coming out, and we've got some blood, so I don't think it hit the ear hole. I think it might have got him on the face somewhere. A lot of blood dripping. So we're going to have a bit of a pause here as we're going to have Jackson Mix accompanied too by a crowd of coaches, trainers, and players, and a puddle of blood there in the left-handed batter's box. We'll come back and give an update on Jackson Mix. We'll take a quick break here on Trappers Baseball on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com app.
And we're back here after that injury timeout. Jackson Mix on the backside of the Trapper's dugout. He has a cloth held up to his nose. Was hit in the face with the first pitch of the inning by Isaiah Berkland and left a puddle of blood there in the left-handed batter's box that we had to clean up a little bit. Jackson Mix is no longer in the game after that hit by a pitch, and so Trevor Seagraves will be running at first. And we'll just hope that Jackson Mix is all right. The third player in two games for the Trappers to have to leave the game with some sort of injury. This one hit by a pitch in the face. Those are always really scary. First pitch to Preston Lau, swung at and missed. So I will keep providing updates on Jackson Mix, the left-handed hitting middle infielder, when I get them. 0-1, that runs in and nearly hits Preston Lau, and Trevor Seagraves will take second on the passed ball. Got a 1-1 count, and I'm continuing to try to peek over there to the backside of that dugout. And it looked like the blood was coming from the nose of Jackson Mix, the 1-1. We couldn't quite tell because his back was pretty much turned to the press box the entire time. We just saw a towel held up near the nose-mouth area. The fastball that ran up and in and got him somewhere on the head. When I have updates, I will give them, of course. The 2-1 to Preston Lau runs in, and that one hits him. Second hit batsman in a row, and so at this point now, we're getting a mound visit, and they probably got to get Berkland out of this game pretty quickly. Maybe putting the well-being of the Trappers hitters in danger. Already hit one and took him out of the game. Jackson Mix was injured, getting hit in the face, and then Preston Lau just got hit near the hip, and yep, that's it for Isaiah Berkland. Taking him out after hitting back-to-back hitters, and hitting Jackson Mix in the head. So that will end the outing for the reliever, Isaiah Berkland. He hit three batters in just one and a little more than one innings pitched because he did not record an out in his second inning. So we've got a new pitcher, and we'll get to meet him and get more on the new pitcher. It is Brandon Hill. He pitched last night, but we're going to take a quick break before we do that. 7-2 the score, runners on first and second for the Trappers. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers over 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media Group. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important things, your business and your customers.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the Pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
So we've got a new pitcher on the mound for the Raging Roosters. It's Brandon Hill, the third pitcher of the game here in the top of the fifth for the Roosters. Isaiah Berkland's day done after going an inning plus. Three hit batsmen, including Jackson Mix, who had to be taken out of the game after being hit in the face. Trevor Seagraves in there at second for Mix, and that one runs up and in from Brandon Hill. 7-2 the score. Runners on first and second. The 1-0, that's hit in the air to shallow right. Easton. It'll actually be the second baseman, Brandon, calling him off and making the catch with his back to home plate. Makes the catch for out number one.
Next to bat for the Trappers, first baseman number 18, Anthony Barraza.
So Anthony Barraza now, batting for the fourth time tonight. 7-2, runners on first and second. Barraza went deep last night. First pitch, missed up and out. And that one is in there for a strike. Runners on first and second. 1-1 count to Barraza. That missed upstairs. Brandon Hill, the righty. The 2-1, that's ripped into left, and that gets through for a base hit. They're going to send Seagraves home. The play at the plate is going to be well short. So an RBI base hit from Anthony Barraza makes it 8-2. Trappers leading.
Next to bat for the Trappers, designated hitter number 6, Will Hawk.
So after the RBI single, and Will Hawk batting now. 8-2 the score. An RBI base hit from Anthony Barraza just moments ago. First pitch to Will. Swung on and missed on a changeup. Brandon Hill pitched for an inning last night out of Midway. The 0-1 incoming, and that's hit in the air into the shallow center. Herbert. And everyone calling off is Nakasuka. calls everybody off and makes the catch in shallow center. So some good communication for Dane and Nakasuka, calling everybody off, the center fielder. So after the fly out to center field, it is Hunter Brown. He is scored a run and walked, and he takes a first pitch strike. 0-1 the count. Preston Lau on second. Anthony Barraza on first. The 0-1 is nubbed to the right side. Going to be a tough play, but flipped over to first in time for the third out of the inning. Flipped over there from the first baseman, Kordick. Brandon Hill stepped on the bag. So the Trappers strand two runners on base, but are able to score one on the RBI base hit from Anthony Barraza. 8-2 our score, going to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull-type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero-turn mowers in three models, and Bush Hog tillers, three-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com app.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
We're back here for the bottom of the fifth. 8-2 the score. The Trappers lead it. Casey Kasheva back out for his fifth inning. Wyatt Duncan, the designated hitter. First pitch in the dirt. 4-1. Duncan 0-1 with a strikeout. The 1-0, that runs in there for a called strike. And I'm working the best I can to get an update on Jackson Mix. The 1-1 runs in, nearly hits him. Jackson Mix there in that last half inning on the first pitch of the inning was hit in the face by an Isaiah Berkland fastball. Blood pouring out onto the dirt and had to leave the game. Could have been a lot worse from what it seems like. He was able to walk off under his own power. So it seems that he at least is somewhat okay. But I'm working to get an update on that when I can. 3-1 the count to Wyatt Duncan. The 3-1 is hit over to short. Beavers sliding, tries the backhand, but it hits off the heel of the glove and goes into left for a base hit. A hard hit ground ball was going to be a tough play for Andrew Beavers, almost an impossible one. He tried to make it, but it's a base hit to lead off the bottom of the fifth. And now Jarrett Brannon. He has an RBI to his credit here in this game. First pitch, that's hit foul to the right side. And keep in mind, not a ton of speed at first with Wyatt Duncan. And the Trappers have turned four double plays in these two games here so far in Bancroft. Three of them being 5-4-3 double plays, actually. The 0-1. That's a strike. So we've had three grounded into double plays for the Roosters and one lined into double play. It's an 0-2 count. Runner on first. 0-2 missed upstairs, and Duncan takes off, and he's going to slide in there with no one expecting it. It was a delayed steal, and neither Seagraves at second nor Beavers at short were ready for that one. So a stolen base, some smart base running for Duncan, and right on cue takes himself out of the double play situation at the very least. So a 1-2 count to Jarrett Brandon. The 1-2 got him swinging. Went with a backdoor slider. Came back and ushered a swing and a miss.
Roosters, third baseman, number 23, Griffin Schneider.
So after the strikeout, we've got Griffin Schneider. Kasheva, his second strikeout of the game. Here in 4 1/3 innings pitched. 3 hits, 2 earned runs. 5 walks and 4 hit batsmen. Been a little bit wild. That one swung on and missed from Schneider. For the first strike, 0-1. Schneider 0-2 in this game. His third at bat. He's got a runner in scoring position. A lot of work to do. The Roosters trailing 8-2. That's hit into center field. Mueller camping under it and make the catch. Four out number two, wearing the blue shades. Looks like a mirror.
Can
see the reflection off the glasses all the way from over here. It was a pretty routine fly ball for Maddox Mueller. Two away, bottom of the fifth. Wyatt Duncan on second base for the Ragin' Roosters. And it's Dylan Kordick, the first baseman. That's chopped over to first. Barraza backhands and flips it. And Kasheva steps on the bag for the third out. So the Roosters strand another runner in scoring position. It's been a theme we have seen these last two nights. 8-2, the score remains through 5 innings of play. Your Trappers leading it. Here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92-7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their 4 wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp. With Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
The BRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
I'm already liking how it's going right now and everything I'm already doing. And after this contract, I'd actually like to go active duty and then see where it goes from there.
Here's Kaylee Rolfe, graduated senior, Great Boulder, but she's talking about a career in the military, maybe. Find out more on the Players Perspective Podcast. Listen or download your favorite station page at drgnews.com and the BRG News app. Brought to you by American Bank and Trust and Avera Orthopedics.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
We're back here for the top of the sixth. Trappers leading it 8-2. Colby Rich fouls one off to the right side, and I do have an update on Jackson Mix. He was hit by pitch in the top of the fifth on the first pitch of the inning. And after this pitch, I will let you know what that is. The 0-1, that's line foul to the right side. So Jackson had to go to the hospital to get some stitches. He was hit in the face, cut his lip, and knocked out a couple of teeth. So hit him in the face, in the mouth. Had to leave the game in the fifth and is at the hospital. So, well wishes for Jackson Mix, and that one runs in and hits Colby Rich. So as a reminder, Jackson Mix left the game in the fifth after being hit in the face.
Next bat for the Trappers. Catcher number 20,
knocked out a couple of teeth, giving him some stitches. And we will see how he is doing. Colby Rich on first after being hit. Carson Trumpled takes that one low. Carson Trumpled, the catcher, with the 1-0 missed outside. So it's the second time in the last two nights that a Trapper has had to go to the hospital here in Bancroft. Last night it was Gabriel Arroyo, dislocated his shoulder. And had to go to the hospital to get it put back in. He is still here with the team in the dugout wearing a sling. The 3-0, that missed outside. So a 4-pitch walk to Carson Trumpled. And Jackson Mix today hit in the head in the fifth inning. Knocked some teeth out, getting stitches on his lip. So an ugly situation. And he is at the hospital, and we are praying for his well-being. First pitch to Beavers missed upstairs. 8-2 the score. The Trappers lead it. The 0-1 bounced in the dirt. Runners on first and second, 8-2. Beavers swings and pops that one up on the infield. Herbert ranges under it and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Runners still on first and second.
Next to bat for the Trappers.
And we've got Trevor Seagraves. This is his first at-bat of the game. He came in relief of the injured Jackson Mix at the hospital getting stitches. Knocked out a tooth or two, as Coach Jamie Habiger said. Knocked out a tooth or two, getting stitches on his lip. Was hit in the face by a fastball in the fifth inning. So Trevor Seagraves, a 1-0 count, taking over at second base tonight.
1-0, one out. Men on second and first.
Brandon Hill, the pitcher. The 1-0. That's in there for a strike. Even now at 1-1. The third pitcher of the night for the Roosters, Brandon Hill. Currently at 21 pitches. 1-1, offered at and missed on the outside. 1-2 the count. Top of the sixth. 8-2 the score. The 1-2, it fouled to the right side. Trappers in the navy blue jerseys, white pants. The 1-2, that missed high. 2-2 the count.
2-2, one out.
To the right-handed hitter, Trevor Seagraves.
good.
Subbed in for Jackson Mix. The 2-2 offered at and missed. Breaking ball got him swinging. So Hill trying to get out of the jam. Runners on first and second with two away in the inning now. Preston Lau, the leadoff man, is back up there. He has been very good in his first start. He's reached via the walk twice. Has an RBI to his credit and a base hit. So Preston Lau, he's got an RBI opportunity here. The 1-0. That missed. 2-0 the count. And Preston Lau walked twice and hit by a pitch once. And he's got a 2-0 count here, trying to get on via the free pass for the fourth time tonight. That's across for a strike, 2-1. 8-2 our score. Trapper is trying to take two in a row here in Bancroft. That runs up and in and missed. 3-1. It's been wild pretty much everywhere across the board. We've had. That's lined into right field by Lau for a base hit. That's going to go up across the line in right field. That will allow one run to score. And the play at second, it gets away. But it just rolls harmlessly within the infield. So that is a two-out RBI single for Preston Lau. Hitting it down the right field line over the head of the first baseman, Kordick. So it is now 9-2. Another two-out RBI for the Trappers. So Trumpold is at third, and Preston Lau at second. First pitch to Maddox Mueller, a called strike. Maddox Mueller has been excellent in this game as well. He is 2 for 4 with a double and a single. The 0-1 missed inside. 1-1 the count. But right as Preston Lau had that base hit, I was trying to calculate the amount of hit by pitches we've had in this game, and it is 8. There have been 8 hit batsmen in the game. The 1-1, that missed outside. 2-1.
9-2 here in the top of the 6 as we sit in Bancroft.
8 hit batsmen and 16 walks. So a lot of free passes. 3-1. In danger of getting our 17th free pass of the game. Would be the 12th walk for the Trappers. And it's a 3-1 count for Maddox Mueller. Swing at and miss. Actually fouled that off. Just tipped it. It was a big swing. Trying to do some damage, driving that into a gap. But now we've got a 3-2 count. Two outs, 9-2 our score. Trappers leading it in the top of the 6th. They've scored a run in each of the last 4 innings. The 3-2, dusted him off and missed. Mueller flips the bat before walking over to first. Yet another walk from the Roosters pitching staff. And now Anthony Barraza has bases loaded. He hit a home run last night in the 7th. He's got him juiced here. Chance to do some ultimate damage. First pitch, missed, low and outside. So the challenge here for Barraza, an obvious power hitter. You just got to stay within yourself and not get too attached to the idea of hitting a grand slam. The 1-0, that's a called strike. Just got to stay within yourself and make solid contact, not try too hard. The 1-1 swung on and fouled straight back out of play. 1-2. In his last at-bat, it was an RBI base hit from Barraza. He's got bases loaded. 1-2 count. The 1-2, that is lined into left center field. That's going to get down and roll all the way to the wall. One run will score. Two runs will score. Maddox Mueller rounding third easily. Clear the bases. Anthony Barraza. Three RBI double. And he is standing on second. That's his fourth RBI of the game. Lined it into left center. Solid contact. And with that three RBI double, it is now 12-2. Trappers lead. So now, Will Hoke batting. And he lines that one into center. Will that drop? Nakasuka won't get there. Barraza rounding third, heading home. The throw cut off, and he will slide in safely. That's another two-out RBI for the Trappers. Another five-run inning, all five of them, coming with two outs. And it is now 13-2. So Will Hoke pokes that one into center.
Thanks,
the Hoke poke.
For the Trappers, third baseman number 22, Hunter
and
Brown.
It is 13-2. So Hunter Brown, first pitch fouled off to the right side. The second time tonight, the Trappers have scored five runs in an inning. Hunter Brown takes that one for a strike. 0-2 the count. Will Hoke on first. Anthony Barraza delivered a three RBI double. The 0-2, that's hit into center field. Nakasuka camps under it and makes the catch for the third out. But the Trappers score five runs with two outs in the sixth. Anthony Barraza clears the bases with a three RBI double. And then Will Hoke brings him home on an RBI single into center field. 13-2 our score, going to the bottom of the sixth inning. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
It's the easiest way to shop locally online and save. Discount deals at drgnews.com any time of the day or night with great savings on items and services. Cowboy Country Stores in Pier and Fort Pier, Prairie ATV and Cycle, Andrea Royer Studio, Classic Car Wash, Gator's Pizza Pasta Subs, and more. Register to save your payment information or shop as a guest. Just click on discount deals at any station page on drgnews.com. Discount deals from DRG Media Group.
Ah, why am I so sore?
There are everyday moments.
Oh, hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Fly! Class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
We're back here for the bottom of the sixth. The first pitch from Casey Kisheva goes backdoor with it for a strike. 0-1 the count here in the bottom of the sixth. Goes right back to the backdoor cutter and gets the call. 0-2. 13-2. Your Pier Trappers leading it over the North Iowa Raging Roosters. The 0-2, that's hit off the hands into shallow center. Maddox Mueller calls everybody off and makes the play for the first out. The Trappers won it in run rule fashion last night, winning 11-1. And they're four outs away from doing the same thing here. 13-2.
Pinch hitting for the Roosters, number three, Cameron Rendone.
So Cameron Rendone, pinch hitting for Nick Eastham. Roosters trailing by 11 after a five-run inning for the Trappers in the sixth. It was Anthony Barraza clearing the bases with a three RBI double. He's been heating up the last two nights. Barraza hit a no-doubt shot to left center field last night, and then tonight has an RBI single and that three RBI double to his credit, so five RBI in the last two nights. The 1-1 to Rendon, nubbed over to third. Hunter Brown on the run, throws it over in time. Hunter Brown been putting on a defensive clinic at third. Looking like Nolan Arenado makes the play on the run, making it look easy. Colton Yanish over at first, didn't even have to move. So Hunter Brown feeling himself at third, making all the plays tonight. He's been a vacuum cleaner. And there's two away. Dane Nakasuka back up there again. 0 for 2 in this game. It does have an RBI to his credit and a walk. The 1-0 tries to go back door, but it slips out of the hand and trails way outside. 2-0. Two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Trappers leading it 13-2. The lefty, Dane Nakasuka, 2-0 pitch. Tries to go back door again and doesn't get the call. 3-0. If we get a walk here, it would be Kasheva's sixth of the night. The 3-0 does not get the call, so a four-pitch walk with two outs. Kasheva gone 5 2/3, just three hits, two earned runs, six walks, and two strikeouts. He is now at 80 pitches. As a reminder, the Roosters starter Spencer Holmes went three innings and threw 102 pitches. First pitch to Caleb Herbert, missed inside, 1-0. The 1-0, could not spot it, just missed. Good idea with the breaking ball. Couldn't get the call, so six straight balls thrown from Casey Kasheva. 2-0, that's in there, and it's swung on and missed. 13-2, Trappers leading it. In the last 13 innings of play, they have outscored the Roosters 24-3. That rises in near the eyes. And 3-1 the count, trying not to lose back-to-back batters via the walk with two down. The 3-1, that missed. So that is ball four. Nobody warming up in the Trappers' bullpen.
Next to bat for the Roosters.
They got a full game performance last night from Caleb Hay. He went seven innings strong. Struck out eight. Allowed just the one run. It came in the seventh before the mercy rule. And so far tonight, Kasheva has gone the whole way in this one. Trying to get out of it, though, Craig Kenny. Two runners on, and that runs in and hits him on the hip. Three consecutive free passes with two down, two walks, and a hit batter.
Designated hitter number 31, Wyatt Duncan.
So Wyatt Duncan now, and we're going to get a quick conversation out there on the mound between Carson Schrumpold and his pitcher, Casey Kasheva. Just trying to get out of the sixth. Bases loaded, two down. Roosters needing a lot of runs to get back into this, down by 11. And now Parker Lewis getting warmed up in the Trappers bullpen. They need four more outs if they were to not give up more than two runs. Need four more outs to end the game. First pitch runs in, and that one hits him. So two straight hit batters, and that walks in a run. 13-3, and I wonder how much longer will Kashevis stay in the game. He has hit six batters in this one. Near 90 pitches, sitting at 87. So clearly starting to run out of steam. First pitch chopped over to first. Yanish makes the play and steps on the bag. That will end the inning. Jarrett Brandon spikes the helmet down in frustration at first. And so Kasheva is able to get out of the sixth, allowing just one run. And I would assume that will end his night with Parker Lewis in the bullpen. Trappers still leading it by 10, 13-3. We go to the seventh. Trappers seeing if they can get another run rule victory tonight here in Bancroft. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Corner Station in Pierre can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pierre.
You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to drgnews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
13-3 the score. The Pierre Trappers winning it here on the road going into the seventh inning. They won 11-1 last night in Mercy Rule fashion, trying to do the same tonight. They need three more outs defensively to do that, but first they will swing it here in the top of the seventh. Fresh off a five-run inning in the sixth, where Anthony Barraza cleared the bases loaded with a three RBI double. Brandon Hill back out on the mound. And Casey Kasheva able to go six innings strong for the Trappers. Three hits, three earned runs, seven walks, and six hit batters. So a bit wild, but able to ultimately pitch out of almost every jam he was in. Colby Rich leading it off in the top of the seventh. First pitch in the dirt. And so we knew that pitching would be a concern for the Raging Roosters. Not many formal pitchers on their lineup. That's swung at and missed. Count even at 1-1. But the pitching has been a big concern here in these first two games of this road series for the Raging Roosters. 1-1 bounces away. 2-1. Colby Rich 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Was also hit by a pitch. And he's got a 3-1 count here. He's reached once on a walk already, trying to make it twice. A 3-1 runs in and hits him. So that's the second time he's been hit in the game, and that one got him in the lower back. Pitcher's unable to have any sense of control. With another hit batter. So Carson Strumpold in the lineup now. First pitch missed high. Snap back to first, not in time. Nice thought there from Craig Kinney, but Colby Rich able to get back in there safely. Had 11 batters hit by pitch tonight already. The 1-0 check swing, throw back down to first again. Not in time at first again, so back-to-back throwing it down there to first. And the check swing was called a strike, so 1-1 to the catcher Carson Strumpold. And the pitch, that's lined into left field. Now it'll get down for a base hit. That's cut off there and left. And Colby Rich will have to stay at second. So that is just a long single from Carson Strumpold. So the first two batters of the inning reach on a hit by pitch and a base hit. That was the 10th hit of the night for the Trappers. First hit for Strumpold, but the fourth time he has reached base safely in the game. Now Andrew Beavers, the shortstop, takes a fastball on the outside corner for a strike. Beavers has an RBI base hit to his credit, 1-for-3 with a walk, 0-1. Missed high. Runners on first and second. The 1-1 to Beavers. That's turned on and hit fair. And a nice play at third. The Jeter type throw is not in time at first. So a heck of a defensive effort from Griffin Snyder. Able to glove it with the backhand and leaping throw. But the throw was not in time. It was a fantastic effort. About the best you could really hope for from Griffin Snyder. But it's an infield single, for Andrew Beavers. And bases are loaded with nobody out for Trevor Seagraves. Seagraves struck out in his only at-bat here so far tonight, relieving Jackson Mix, who was hit by a pitch and had to go to the hospital to get stitches near his mouth. That one missed. Up and in. Trappers leading at 13-3, trying to add on here. The 1-0, that's offered at and missed. Here we're driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7 KGFX FM Pier. Doesn't matter how far, just belt up. Got a 1-1 count for Trevor Seagraves. The second baseman, base is loaded, nobody out. The 1-1, breaking ball taken, in there for a strike. So now 1-2, Brandon Hill on the mound for his third inning of relief. The 1-2 hit foul to the right side. And out of play, bounces into the gravel lot. Didn't really get close to my car. I parked very far away. It's a discussion I have pretty much daily with my producer, Heather. She tells me two things every time before we go live is the 1-2. That's hit on the ground to the right side. That will bring home a run. The throw to first is in time for the out, but a fielder's choice RBI for Trevor Seagraves makes it 14-3. So that's an RBI to the credit of Trevor Seagraves.
Left fielder number 15, Preston Lau.
And now Preston Lau. But as I was saying, my producer, Heather, tells me to do two things pretty much before every broadcast. Tells me to move my car, have it not get hit, and to make sure I have enough water. And for a broadcaster, you always need to have water. First pitch misses to Preston Lau. Lau is 2-for-2 with 2 RBI, 2 walks, and 1 time hit by pitch, but an on-base machine reached in every at-bat. This is his first start with the Trappers this season. Making the most of it, he's got 2 runners in scoring position. The 1-1 missed upstairs for ball 2. Trumbull is at 3rd. Beavers is at 2nd. We've got a 2-2 count after the foul ball for Preston Lau. Trying for his 3rd RBI of the night. He's sitting at 2. 2-2 is lined in a right field. And the catch is made in right, but Trumbull tags. Both runners tag, and the throw is to 3rd, but nothing doing, so that is a sac fly RBI for Preston Lau, his 3rd RBI of the night. And that allows for Beavers to advance to 3rd as well, and makes it 15-2 in favor of the Trappers. And now Maddox Mueller. Coming up now, he is 2-for-4 in the game. Scored 2 runs. And that one missed. And all but 2 people in the Trappers lineup have scored a run. One of the 2 standing over there on 3rd base, Andrew Beavers. The 1-0 upstairs. The other one is Jackson Mix, and it's not really fair for him. He had to leave the game a couple of innings ago after getting hit in the face and sent to the hospital to get stitches. 2-0, chopped foul, straight back, and Mueller knows he just missed that one. A double and a single for Maddox Mueller. He really got the momentum rolling in the Trapper's direction early on in this game, getting on base, manufacturing runs, trying to drive in another one. The 2-1, waved at and missed. 2-2. With 2 outs, top of the 7th, Trappers have scored in 5 consecutive innings, and it's been 2 runs here in the top of the 7th, 15-3 the score. The 2-2 is going to be rung up for strike 3 on the outside part of the plate. So Brandon Hill gets the punch out to end the 7th, but the Roosters need 2 runs in the bottom of the 7th, or we'll have another Mercy Rule victory for your Trappers. We'll be back here for those final 3 outs as Parker Lewis takes the hill, trying to close it out. You'll see the Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull-type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero-turn mowers in 3 models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com app.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
Parker Lewis on the mound for the first time here for the Trappers in the bottom of the seventh, trying to close out another run rule victory. Trappers leading it 15-3 here against the Rage and Roosters in Bancroft, Iowa. The second game of the three-game road series here at Bancroft Memorial Park. And last night, they won it in run rule fashion 11-1. And here, Parker Lewis, who is a returner from last year, one of two Trappers to return for the 2022 season, Parker Lewis and Jacob Griffin. Griffin we have seen playing in the outfield a lot, but gets the night off tonight. So Parker Lewis, the righty, his first appearance of the season here in game number five. Trappers trying to push the record to 3-3 on the season. First pitch of the inning incoming to Griffin Snyder. That one bounced and rolled away for ball one. In the last two games between these teams, Trappers have outscored the Rage and Roosters 26-4. And that's fouled off to the right side. Count even at 1-1. The sun beginning to set here in Bancroft. Sets a lot earlier here than it does in Pierce, South Dakota. The 1-1 waved at and missed on a fastball up. It was up and in. So now Griffin Snyder trying to find a way on. 1-2. Trappers needing three more outs to close out another run rule victory. The 1-2 hit over to shortstop. Beavers Rangers to his left, makes the play, throws to first in time for the first out. So a nice play at short from Andrew Beavers, ranging into that hole up the middle and making the play for the first out. So now with one away, it'll be Jordan Kelly. We haven't seen him a whole lot the last few days. It's been a rough go of things to start this season. 0-8 with 7 strikeouts for Jordan Kelly. Trying not to go down. Again, he's one of the final two outs. A breaking ball taken for strike one. A nice 12-6 there from Parker Lewis. So 0-1. And that's waved out and missed. Goes with another 12-6. So 0-2. Lewis delivers. Missed upstairs. Trying to reset the eye level there with a rising fastball. After back-to-back breaking balls. 1-2. Jordan Kelly, the batter, the 1-2, lined into center field for a base hit. So maybe turning of the tides there for the first baseman, Kelly, his first hit of the season. And that's a one-out base runner for the Roosters, who need to score at least three in this inning to keep it going. And so Carson Gross, now the batter. He is 0-2 in this game. Was hit by a pitch in one of his at-bats as well. First pitch, breaking ball. Catches the low inside corner for the strike. Lewis looks in the 0-1. Spots the outside. Dotted it. 0-2. Infielders at double play depth. A double play would end the game. The 0-2, that missed well outside. And I always appreciate the little tidbits I get from Heather, my producer, telling me why it is that the sun sets in Pierce so much later, right on the edge of the time zone of being in Mountain Time. That is why it sets so much later. And a breaking ball waved at and missed from Carson Gross. The 12-6 been in full display here in the first three batters for Parker Lewis. And now the Trapper's just an out away from closing out a consecutive run rule win. They won 11-1 last night, and they're up 15-3 here. Two outs in the bottom of the second, or bottom of the seventh. And that skips away, and that will allow for Jordan Kelly to advance to second. Ultimately, that run really does not matter for the Trappers, though. The objective is just to get out of this inning, giving up less than three. So Cameron Rendon in a 1-0 count. The 1-0, that is hit well to left field, turned on it, but that hooks foul near the picnic tables that are out there in the very far left corner of the stadium. Turned on a high fastball, but was a bit early. The count now 1-1. One more out needed for the Trappers to close it out. Breaking ball buckled the knees, but they say it did not come back enough. Rendon was fooled on that one. Got lucky that one was not in there. The 2-1, that one is waved at and missed. Goes with the breaking ball again and gets a swing and a miss. One hand flying off the bat from Rendon, out of control with the swing. So 2-2, one more strike needed for Parker Lewis and the Trappers. The 2-2, that's popped up on the infield. Trevor Seagraves camps under it and makes the catch, and that will end the game. The Trappers win it here in run rule fashion in the seventh for the second night in a row. 15-3 the score. Parker Lewis closes it out and gets the fly ball within the infield to end it. So back-to-back dominating victories for the Trappers. 15-3 the score. We will come back here for the Trapper Wrap postgame after this quick break on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier. You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to drgnews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total joint.
It's the easiest way to shop locally online and save. Discount deals at drgnews.com any time of the day or night with great savings on items and services. Deuce's Wild Repair, Pier Custom Detailing, River City's Public Transit, TMA, Shell's Gas Stop, Capital City Monuments, and more. Register to save your payment information or shop as a guest. Just click on discount deals at any station page on drgnews.com. Discount deals from DRG Media Group.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Pier Trappers Baseball on River 92.7 has been brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, the Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, the Corner Station and the Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Garen Boyle Sales, and Avera St. Mary's Hospital. Trappers game coverage on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7, now continues with Trapper Wrap, a recap of tonight's game. Let's go back to the ballpark.
And welcome back in here for the Trapper Wrap post-game. I've got Coach Jamie Habiger with me. Another dominating performance tonight. You guys have really took it to the Roosters here these last two games, outscoring them 26-4. It looks like everything's just going well, pretty much in all phases right now.
Yeah, we're hitting the ball great. That was kind of a nice unexpected score. I didn't know if we had the offensive production tonight and putting that lineup together, but those guys really produced and took advantage of those opportunities.
And so you had the top of your order really setting the tone. Preston Lau, his first start, got on base every time he was up there, drove in three runs, and then you had Maddox Mueller able to manufacture some runs in the beginning. Those guys really set the tempo for what we saw here for the rest of the game.
They did, yeah. They played great. Preston had a great outing tonight. He's new from Skyline College, did a great job in outfield, and great job at the plate. I think he had six at-bats, so he got up there quite a bit. He took advantage of all of them.
And it looks like Anthony Barraza is really starting to come into his own here. He was trying a little bit too hard at the start of the season, but he's started staying down with it, trying to make hard contact. Hit the home run last night, had the RBI single, and then the bases clearing double. What have you seen from him with his approach changing now these last two games?
He did. It's great. He's coming into his own. He's having a great approach. He's getting mentally set before he gets in the box, and that's big for the team. We've just worked on getting mentally tough and getting into the box.
And so on the mound, it was Casey Kosheva. That's a mouthful of a last name, by the way. I had to ask him, have him say it for me a couple of times. He was excellent as well, winning six of the seven innings, giving up just three runs, and the pitching staff just looking like they're able to pitch out of any sort of trouble they get into.
Yeah, I agree. Casey did a great job on the mound. You know, he did way more than I expected tonight, and he felt great, and so we kept rolling with him, and he dominated. He did a great job.
And so in the fifth inning, it was Jackson Mix got hit up there in the mouth area, and I got your text where he had to go to the hospital. And so do you have any other word on how he is doing?
I haven't heard. Hopefully everything's all right. I'm sure he's going to need some stitches. It was a pretty deep cut. I think he lost a couple teeth. But he's a grinder. He'll be back.
And so we're about to have a fireworks show here, so I wanted to get Coach Jamie Habiger to join quick so he'd go back down there and enjoy the fireworks with his team. I appreciate your time, as always.
Thanks, Ryan.
And so, good win tonight, and see you tomorrow.
Appreciate it.
And that was Trappers head coach Jamie Habiger after the 15-3 victory tonight in run rule fashion. Trapper's been dominant in all phases of the game the last two nights. So we're going to take a quick break here on the Trapper Wrap post game. Come back, give my final thoughts, and then I'm going to go enjoy some fireworks as well. This is the Trapper Wrap post game on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the Corner Station.
The BRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
I'm already liking how it's going right now and everything I'm already doing. And after this contract, I'd actually like to go active duty and then see where it goes from there.
Here's Kaylee Rolfe, graduated senior, Great Boulder, but she's talking about a career in the military, maybe. Find out more on the Players Perspective Podcast. Listen or download your favorite station page at drgnews.com and the DRG News app. Brought to you by American Bank and Trust and Avera Orthopedics.
Welcome back here to the Trapper Rat Post Game. Just going to give my final thoughts up here from my Goodyear blimp of a press box. The sky view looking straight down at home plate here at Bancroft Memorial Park. The Trappers have won back-to-back nights in run rule fashion tonight, doing it in seven innings as well, winning 15-3. They have outscored the Raging Roosters 26-4 in the last two games, and now on the season, bring their record to 3-3. Despite being an even 500, the run differential is plus 23 on the year, thanks in part to these last two victories and the first victory of the season being by large margins. The three wins this year for the Trappers coming by 9 runs, 11 runs, and 12 runs. Sorry, 9 runs, 10 runs, and 12 runs. So when the Trappers win, they do it big. And the final score, 15-3 tonight. Trappers out hitting the Raging Roosters 11-4. But really, the theme of the game on both sides was the free pass, both via walk and hit by pitch. The Trappers walked 12 times tonight, and the Raging Roosters walked 7. And then the hit by pitch was also an issue, with both teams combining for 11 times in total that each team was hit by pitch. So it's a lot of free base runners for each side. The real difference was that the Trappers and Casey Kosheva were able to pitch out of the jams, whereas the Roosters were not able to. A lot of two-out RBIs in the game, the biggest one being a bases-clearing double that scored 3 from Anthony Barraza, who, as Coach Jamie Haviger just mentioned a few moments ago, is really starting to get into a groove, changing his approach, staying down on the ball, not trying to hit a home run every time he's up there. He's got the power to do that. He showed it last night. Just able to keep a smooth swing through and use his big frame to drive the ball. Defensively, Hunter Brown was fantastic over there at third. Turned a double play. Made some tough plays ranging to his left and running in. Overall, defensively, it was a dominant performance by the entire Trappers field. Offensively, came through. 13 of 15 runs were RBI for the Trappers. So we'll do it again tomorrow for the third and final game of this three-game series. And if you think about it, this is going to be the seventh game in a row between the Trappers and the Raging Roosters, and it's tied at 3. So if this were a seven-game series, tomorrow would be game 7. And it'll be tomorrow. 6:35 is a preemptive start time. We'll see if that moves up or down any. I would not think that it would. But if it does, we will have updates for that. And then, of course, I'll be back on the call tomorrow night for the final game of this series before the Trappers hit the road to Minot, North Dakota to take on the Souris Valley Saberdogs. And they'll be there for 5 games. So 15-3 is the final. I'm Ryan Breeden. your voice of the Trappers. Honored to be here with all of you every night for every game. Tonight was a 15-3 win for the Trappers over the Ragin' Roosters. And I'll be back on the call tomorrow, first with the pregame show, and then we'll get to the action. First pitch set for 6:35. That's all for tonight, folks. Thank you for listening. I'm Ryan Breeden, and I'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Trapper Wrap, a recap of tonight's Peer Trappers action. Thank you for joining us, and stay with us all season long on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.